So we're going to begin with the sugya of smichas zekenim. The Mishnah brings a machlokes by smichas zekenim ve'egla arufa. How many dayanim does one require? B'shlosha divi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamisha. Egla arufa, Tosis points out, we know is the measurement for until to which city is closest. What is smichas zekenim in the Mishnah? What does Rashi say? What? Parhelim davar shel tzibur. We have a situation where the Sanhedrin make an error. Klal Yisrael err in accordance with the pesach of the Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin realizes their error, then they bring a parhelim davar shel tzibur. And the Mishnah says that there are three dayanim who are somech on the par. Tana Rabbanan v'samchu ziknei. Yachol ziknei hashuk, Talmud lomar eida. I eida yachol ketanei eida, Talmud lomar ha eida hamiyuchadim shebe eida. Vekamahem, visamchu shnayim, ziknei shnayim. Ein bezin shakol mosifim alehim ha'od echad, harekan chamisha de Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon omer, ziknei shnayim. Ein bezin shakol mosifim alehim ha'od echad, harekan shalosha. What do we do with the visamchu? Okay, so the Gemara then continues. Namely, we have over here drushos of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon to bring us to the number of three or five. What would have been the halacha without these drushos? Had Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda not been Doresh, what was the default position the Gemara was starting off with? Who would have, in other words, the Torah says, V'samchu ziknei ha'eda. Without the drushos of three or five, how would we have understood V'samchu? We don't have any real hint at that in our Gemara, but the Ram in Menachos, in his Perush Mishnayos, quotes a Sifra that gives us that background. So if you look at the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, in the first Makar, Lashon HaSifra, Smicha in a Noheges Ela B'Korban Yachid, as a rule, V'Samach Yodo Al Rosh Korban Ho, and we have a situation of Par Halim Dovar Shel Tzibur, or Par Helem Kohen Mashiach. It has a number of names. And there, the Torah specifically says that's an exception. We even though it's a Korban Tzibur, we have Smicha. And similarly, you're aware that that the Soyer HaMishtaleach is also an exception. So the Rambam quotes, V'loshon HaSifri. You have it in the fourth line, towards the end of the line. V'loshon HaSifri, Yochol Kol HaZakenim, Talmud Lamar Ha'eda Hamiyuchadim Shebeida. The Kamahen, that's when we have the drashos of 3 and 5. Namely, that the Hav Amina, had we not had the Mi'utim, would have not been 3 or 5. The Hav Amina would have been 71. 71 Dayanim, the entire Sanhedrin, would have done Smicha on the head of this Parah. Why? Why would you have 71 people doing Smicha? Namely, what l'chora is the relationship of these 71 to this par helim davar shel tzibur? Well, say it in a more halachic framework. Who does smicha on a korban yochid? The bailim, right? The bailim. Who are the bailim of this par helim davar shel tzibur? The Sanhedrin, right? So, in other words, when you have one baal, you have one baal doing smicha. When you have over here a korban which is brought by shutvim, so all the shutvim, all 70, would do smicha. That would be the havmina. Yochol kol ziknei ha'eda, kamash malan, right? Hamiyuchadim, we get down to 3 or 5. So what is we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, 3. So what happened over here? Who are these 3? What are two ways of understanding the fact that we go from 70 or 71 down to 3? Either these are the representatives of the Bailim, right?
In the Chor, we only need one.
What?
In the Chor, we don't need
one. We have drushos. Samchu, right? We have drushos. Okay, so we have representatives of the Bailim, or what other option do we have? That the Hav Amina was who somech on the Parachim Dover Shal Tzibur, the Bailim, Kamash Malan, no. The Bailim are not somech. Who are somech? What is the nature of these three? What does appear from the Gemara is the nature of these three? What is their status halachically?
Miuchadim.
The miuchadim, but you know, in terms of what do these three make up that we've been speaking about for the last 14 blot?
Yeah.
A bezdin. Right. In other words, that we're moving to a different framework. The hava mina was that we have a din of bailim in korban tzibur, like in korban yachid, at least in these two korbanot tzibur, a parahim daver shel tzibur and sarah mishtaleach, kamash malan, that in the world of parahim daver shel tzibur, no. We have a gzeras akosav, that it's not the bailim, but rather a bezdin. A bezdin is somech, and that would be mashma from the language of the Gemara, of Ein Bezdin Shakul. So we have these two options. The Rambam, Lechora, clearly chose one of these two options. Let's continue over there in the Rambam, in the Perish HaMishnayis in Menachos, where he points out, right, he says, again, Loshan HaSifra, we'll start from that Havamina. Yachal Kol HaZekeinim, Tamud Lamar Ha'eda, HaMiyuchadim Shebe'eda, Kama Hein, Nisbar Shehim Shlosha. V'yes Sug Ze, Nichlal, Bichlal Amram Bitchila Sanhedrin, Smichas Zekeinim Bishlosha, Shekolel Smicha Zo, Uminui Hadayonim Asher Biarnusham. What is the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis? How does he understand the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says Smichas Zekeinim, what does the Mishnah include in that, in those two words, Smichas Zekeinim? The A, we have the smicha of the parahalim davar shel tzibur, and B, we have the smicha of minui hadayanim, of minui smuchim. And both of these require shlosha in the same breath, right? Now, clearly, in the world of smicha, as we speak about it, smicha hadayanim, there's no concept of bailim, right? In other words, there you're dealing with a role of bezdim. So if the Rambam is putting these two in the same breath, then kaner'eh, that is havamina, that all 70 would be somech as bailim, that is rejected by the Gemara. That was a havamina. Yocho kol hazakenim, Talmud Lomar. The Talmud Lomar is moving into a world of bezdin. This is given over to a bezdin, like the Gemara speaks about, that there shouldn't be a bezdin shakul. And he puts these two in the same breath. Now, that's not in our Gemara, right? Our Gemara has a Mishnah, you know, which deals with Parim Davra Shal Tzibur, and then we have a Braisa later on, Tana Smicha Usmicha Sekeinim Bishlosha. My Smicha, my Smicha Sekeinim Mismach Savi. Namely, that we have a Mishnah dealing with Parim Davra Shal Tzibur, we have a Braisa dealing with smichas dayanim, and we just happen to have the same number of gimel in both. That and lehefech, in other words, in the Mishnah with Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the Braisa just has one day of three. In other words, but the Rambam took the Mishnah and the Braisa and put them both into the Mishnah. The Rambam in the Perish of Shai Sanhedrin trumped this Rambam, took it one step further. What does the Rambam say in the Perish HaMishnayis in Sanhedrin? How does he learn the phrase Smicha Sekeinim in the Mishnah? What? Who mini hadayan, right? Only me, somehow Parlem Devish Shal Tzibur just floated away. Okay. In any case, but if you're going to put the two of them into our Mishnah, then it would make more sense to say that we're dealing with one halacha with two ramifications. We have a din of Bezdin. Bezdin has the power, the authority to do smicha on a par harim davar shel tzibur, and Bezdin has the authority to continue this the world of smicha ish mi pi ish. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara has a havamina ziknei yochol ziknei hashuk. Who are ziknei hashuk? Machlokas. Okay, what does Tosfos say on Daf Yudalet? Tosfos happens to be on Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, but relates to the Gemara over here on Daf Yud Gimel Medeis. What does Tosfos say? Who are Ziknei Hashuk? Hediotos. Namely, the other extreme from the members of the Sanhedrin are Hediotos. That if we wouldn't have had the phrase Ziknei Ha'eda, we would have thought maybe that these are Hediotos. And then Tosfos gets messed up, kasha, that we have a drasha in Meseches Sota that deals with Ziknei Ha'ir, and over there it's mashma that we're dealing with members of the Bezdin, that Stam Ziknei are not Hediotot. So it says, no, Stam Ziknei could be Hediotot. Ziknei Ha'ir are already Dayanim. But Tosas You know, where it's but there is an alternative to Tosos, and that is given by the Ran. I'm sorry, it's in the Ran in the Kovetz. It's not in the Ran in the Bar Ilan. So I couldn't vote instead it. Nor is it in the Ran in the DBS. Okay, but what does the Ran say? In other words, who are the Ziknei Hashuk? They are Smuchim, Umumchim, but who are they not? Not on the Sanhedrin, right. In other words, everyone agrees that Ziknei Hashuk, as Rashi points out, are not on the Sanhedrin. The question is, would we have a Hava Mina that they would even be Hedyotos? Such Tosus allows for such a Hava Mina. The Ran says, Matvitam, Ziknei in the Torah, Ziknei, in other words, even by the Ziknei Ha'ir, Ziknei always means someone who has a degree of knowledge. Just that with a Hava Mina was you didn't need the Sanhedrin. Kamash Malan, Ziknei Ha'eda, Miyuchadim Shebe'eda, that we have Chavrei HaSanhedrin. This we already pointed out when we were in the Gemara Daf Gimel, that it appears from this sugya that to be a member of the Sanhedrin is Hachloshem Begavra. Right? That, in other words, even if you're not part of the body of 70, even if you're only 3 out of the 70, but Bechol Zot, you maintain your status as Ziknei HaSanhedrin. Okay, and then the Gemara says, but we can't have two kas ein bez din shakul, so we add a third. How does the Yad Rama learn the issue of ein bez din shakul over here? That there must be a shikul hadas, there must be a necessity over here for bez din to come to a conclusion. That's what the Yad Rama says, ein bez din shakul, ein osen bez din shakul, shema yipo mum vapar, v'yachalku bedavar. That will have one dayan saying that this is a mum kavua, another dayan saying this is a mum over, v'adavar tzarech achreya. So therefore we need three in order to be able to come to a conclusion. Namely, the Yad Rama assumes that whenever you need a bez din nota, it's in order to come to a conclusion. We already saw it, so we'll see it now. It's sort of time to wrap up because we're beginning to repeat ourselves. We already saw Tostus in Yevamos that began like the Yad Rama, because also by Chalitza one requires three. And why require three? So Tostus begins, Ein osin achagavi chalitza zishapir bezin shokil, mosim le odecha do ha'ika kama plukte b'masnisen. Also it's a machlokot code. How do you do Chalitza? What sort of a na'al? Who says what? Who says what out loud, etc.? What if they only said a partial statement? And so you have to be machriya all of these dinim. But then Tosus concludes, has a lenient smichas par binan shlosha kosha. So you can answer either also ika plukta, to what degree the hands have to be pressed on the head. But odia shlomar, the bechol duchtin binan royal abezdin, ein bezin shakul. Namely, that having a bezdin nota is not necessarily a practical consideration of hachra'a, but rather that is simply the form of the bezdin. The essential form of a bezdin is one or three. This we dealt with when we spoke about pshara. Pshara b'shnayim is that. Does that mean that it's no longer in the context of bezdin because it's not shakul? That a bezdin by its nature requires three dayanim. Okay, that's the etzem of the bezdin. Tov. Then the Gemara moves over to the Braisa. Okay, so the Braisa says, just like we had in the Mishnah a din of Smichas Zekanim, of the three members of the Sanhedrin being Somech on the Parhem Dover Shel Tzibur, so also Tana Smicho Smichas Zekanim Bishrosha. And we're talking over here about Mismach Savei, about handing over authority of smicha to another individual. Amaya Bela Rav Yosef Mismach Save Bishlosha Minala. When were we dealing with Psukim of Parahim Davresh El Tzibor, we had what to be Doresh. Over here, where did the three come from? Irema Midirsi Vayismach Esyadov Alav turn out from Moshe Rabbeinu, Ihachi Tiski Bachat. Moshe Rabbeinu was one. Vachitema Moshe Makam Shivim Vachat Koi, Ihachi Riboy Shivim Vachat. So where do you get to three? Moshe is either one or he is a Sanhedrin. So the Gemara ends up Kasha. The Gemara does not have a source for the three, a Manolan, except for the fact that that's we have a Braisa, right? And so that's what the Rambam himself paskins in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Dalid, where the Rambam says that He simply says, "Ein somchin smicha shu minu zekenim udayanus ella bishrosha." Just as he in Hichos Maaser Korbanos points out that parim davar shel tzibur shrosha min asanhedrin somchin rav, the davar ze halacha mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That we have over here this zeres hakos of smicha by parim davar shel tzibur. It's not to be learned out from to other korbanos. And we have this din of three. So we have over here the brisa that the three of the Mishnah applies also to smicha sekenim, but without really are having a solid source. Amar lei, but the uniqueness of the Rambam, who goes beyond, well, we'll have to see the uniqueness of the Rambam in that halacha, right? And if we look at the halacha of the Rambam in Perek Dalet halacha Gimel, third halacha, ein somchin smicha sheimuni zekenim v'dayonis ela b'shlosha, v'hu sheye echad mehem somoch mipi acherim kamo shebiarnu. That out of the three, only one of them has to really, really be a somoch. Over here the Rambam says kamo shebiarnu. So somewhere this is found in the previous halachos, so I have to see where. But if you look back in the Perish Mishnayos of the Rambam, the Rambam in Sanhedrin, the last two lines, Rambam says, "Avol tzarech shiyeh hashlosh asmuchin, v'achar kach yeh efshar lehem l'smoch acher, harei yesh bedavar safek, v'nir'eh min ha-Talmud, shetzarech shiyeh ha-godol shabahem samuch, v'yitzarech elav shnayim, v'yimaneh mi sheyirtzeh." Namely, we have over here two Rambams. The Rambam in Perush Mishnayos says that even though the Gemara speaks about three, but the Rambam felt that Nirim in HaTalmud, that out of these three, only one of them has to be a Samach. That's A. That's where Rambam paskins in his Halachos, and then he says that somehow that's also found in Halacha Aleph and Beis. So let's take it step by step. Where do you see in the Talmud that when it says Smicha Usmicha Sekenim Bishlosha, it means one Samach and two individuals who are not smuchim, who are mitzdarif? Where do we see that in the Talmud? So one option is in the future, Rav Yehuda ben Baba. So we'll hold that off until we get to Yehuda ben Baba. But in terms of what we read already, is there a possibility that we have some sort of a hint that the three is made up of one and two?
This three in the bias is the 71. I only have the one left.
In other words, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, and what you're saying is that since Abaye wanted to learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu, right, and even though that was rejected because Moshe is not three, but it doesn't mean that it's totally rejected. Namely, maybe Moshe is one, and the Gemara is asking you, how do you know you need another two? And that the Gemara leaves as Halcha Moshe Misinai. But the three is made up of one and two. You have the Gadol, you have Moshe, and Lidoros, we need another two. Moshe Rabbeinu was one, but because he was Moshe Rabbeinu, so that was enough. Lidoros, you need three. You need a gadol like Moshe and another two. Okay, so it could be learned out from Moshe, or as Yonatan points out, it could be the Gemara later on of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba that will come to.
What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is enough to do smicha b'one
with one? Olam chesed yibana. You mean because he was masmich the shivim zekenim? That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
But we find in the Torah that vayismoch Es Yadav Alav. We find a smicha that was a private smicha.
Why isn't that a halacha? Why is only Moshe Rabbeinu? Does Mount Moshe Rabbeinu, like from when he was Samich Yoshua? So there were many others that came that were smichim that could have aided him. So why didn't he make the halacha doing it by three?
Maybe that halacha didn't exist at that time. Maybe Akash Baruch Hu gave him a unique dispensation. We don't know why. That's the kasha. We don't know. In other words, more is missing than is on the surface. That's what the Gemara says. If you're learning from Moshe, so why not have one Lidoros? Or if Moshe is standing in for the Sanhedrin, if he represents the Shivim Zakenim, so why not require a Shivim? That's what gets the kasha. But we have a Brisa that says we need three. So the three is made up of a Moshe and two. Where did that two come in? Kasha, we don't know. We don't know where it came in. Okay, but the Rambam also, going back to the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, "Ein somchin smicha sheiminu zekenim l'dayanus ela b'shlosha, v'hu sheyeh echad mehem somach mipi acherim, kumo shebi'arnu." This is not the Perish Mishnayos from Nirman HaTalmud. This is Kamosha Biyarnu. Where do we see in the Rambam this concept? So let's go back to Halacha Aleph, and here we let's repeat what we already said, that there are two girsaos in Halacha Aleph. We have the girsa of all of the Defusim, including Bar Ilan, and we have the girsa of all the Kisveyad, which is found in the Frankel edition. So here, let's look at the girsa of the Defusim, Halacha Aleph, Echad Bezdin HaGadol, Ve'echad Sanhedrin Katana, O Bezdin Shel Shlosha, Tzarech Shiyeh, Echad Mehem Samoch Mipi Samoch. So if we have this girsa, so then we clearly see, Kamosha Biyarnu. I already said that in all Batei Dinim, even the Sanhedrin, only one has to be a Samoch. So if it's one is a Samoch in Sanhedrin, one's a Samoch in Bezdin of Kaf Gimel, one is a Samoch in Bezdin of Gimel, so that's the nature of a Bezdin. That's the Bezdin, that's the three who are going to pass on Smicha. One Samoch and two others. So sometimes you have one and two, sometimes you have one and 22, sometimes you have one and 70. That's the Rambam says. But this Rambam, I pointed out, is a mistake. It's a mistake in Girsa. It fits in very nicely, Kamosha Biyarnu, but that's not the Kisveyad. All the Kisveyad have Echad Bezdin HaGadol, Echad Sanhedrin Ketana, V'Echad Bezdin Shel Shosha, Tzarech Shiyeh, Kol Echad Mehem, Samuch Mipi HaSamuch. One word is missing, the word Kol, right? So if we have the proper girsa, so where is the Kamosha Biyarnu? Where do we find that the Bezdin that serves as the empowering Bezdin, that gives Smicha, there you can have one and two, rather than have three. Rambam began that all Batei Dinim require that they be totally smuchim. Where do we find where's the Kamosha Biyarnu that only one of them has to be a samuch? From the continuity of the Rambam. Umoshe Rabbeinu samach Yoshua biyad shenemar v'yismach es yadav ayitzaveyu. V'chein shivim zekeinim Moshe Rabbeinu samcham v'shar saleim shchina. V'osam zekeinim samchu l'achem v'chem l'acherim. Nimtzu usmuchim ish mipi ish. Ad bitdino shel Yoshua v'abezdino shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Echad hanismach min hanasi. O mipi echad min hasmuchim. Afil lo haya oso samach besanhedrin. May olam. That we have this din of smicha ish mipi ish, samuch mipi samuch. So, in other words, as opposed to the classic bezdin that requires the totality of smichim, of smuchim to pass over to create a samuch, that's the concept of ish mipi ish. That's the concept of nismach mipi echad min hasmuchim. Right? In other words, that this is a unique halacha as opposed a unique halacha as opposed to the makeup of a classic bezdin. That's what we find. I mean, we find it all over. That's what the Griz writes. But if you look back, Be'etzem, the Radvaz already on the Rambam pointed this out. Okay, let's continue to the world of smicha biyad. Right. So the Gemara asks, if we're learning out from Moshe Rabbeinu or V'acha B'Rei D'Rav Rashi B'Yada Mamash Samchin Lei, is the din of Moshe L'Doros that we're dealing over here with the smicha, physical smicha, Amar Lei, Samchin La Bishma. No, it's a conceptual smicha. Kari Lei Rebbe V'Yahavi Lei Reshusa L'Meidin Dine Knossos. That we find that the smicha is a title which is invested rather than requiring yad. Where do we find yad? Only by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was some masmich Yoshua biyad, as opposed to the classic smicha which doesn't require yad. So why then did Moshe Rabbeinu use his yad if it was unnecessary? So that is dealt with what?
Because he's making melech as well.
Ah, that could possibly be. That's Yonatan's Perish. We have over here an Aruch HaShulchan, and we have a Netziv. I didn't ask you to look at, but we can look at it together. If you turn over the page, the Aruch HaShulchan deals with Ketzer HaYesa HaSmicha, quotes the Rambam, deals with the Ish Mipi Ish, and then the last three lines points out, V'zeh Shemoshe Rabbeinu Samachas Yehoshua Biyadav, V'akadosh Baruch Hu tziva lakein, k'mo shekasu v'samachta es yadcha alav, eino mishum ladun u'lahoros. To be a dayan, to be a samach, doesn't require the yad. Ela kedei shetishre alav shchina, kamo shekosav shaman asatcha mehotcha alav, v'chein mashma lashon harambam zal ayein sham. In other words, that is a unique halacha, where he used it in the Rambam, but Moshe Rabbeinu, but within Moshe, I'm sorry, right, it says, v'sharsa alehen shchina, right? In other words, it says, but in the Rambam halacha aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu samach Yoshua biyad, shenem rabbi yismochis yadav alav yitzavei, v'chein shivim zekeinim, Moshe Rabbeinu samcham, v'sharsu alehen shchina. So the yad was to transfer the shchina, that these individuals should have the atzilus of Moshe Rabbeinu, should have the continuity of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of their level of nevuah, in terms of shchina. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. There's a very, very beautiful netziv that I found that I wanted to share with you. V'samachtas yadcha alav, says the netziv, shetehelo siyata dishmaya l'chavein ha'emes v'da'as yishara. That the dayan requires knowledge, but a dayan also requires siyata dishmaya. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give Yehoshua the shefa or the petach of siyata dishmaya. V'zehu ke'ein to'elet smicha lahora'a shemo'ila l'siyata dishmaya. Namely that hora'a is not enough that you have knowledge, you also need siyata dishmaya. D'mishum da'afilu ishe ro'i l'zeh nidrash l'siyua min ha'shamayim l'chavein ha'emes. That he goes back to the Gemara that we saw in terms of Talmud bifnei Rabbo, that a Talmud cannot be Mora bifnei Rabbo. Why not? He has the knowledge, doesn't have the siyata dishmaya. Okay, mishum hachi aser lahoro safagav shiroi mikom makom en lo siyata dishmaya l'kach. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be a concept of kavod harav, so even a person who has knowledge, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't automatically give him siyata dishmaya. So Moshe Rabbeinu, since he was being masmich Yehoshua b'chayav, and Yehoshua began being posek od b'chayei Moshe, classically Talmud al yo rebifnei rabo. So here Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yehoshua the necessary siyata dishmaya, which normally would be missing in a situation when a Talmud is mor rebifnei rabo. Here Yehoshua was given that biyad. Okay, that's very interesting. Okay, so that's what we have over here in the sugya. So what we still have open is what Yonatan pointed out, is that Yitachain, that the Rambam's halacha, that only one of the three masmichim has to be a samach, is found in the Gemara later, because that's really what the Gemara asks. V'chad lo samich, is it really true, 4 lines from the bottom, on Yudalim Beis, is it really true that one individual cannot give smicha? V'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav, b'ram zachar ha'osa ha'ish letov, Rav Yehuda ben Baba Shema. Rav Yehuda ben Baba gave smicha, and he was one person. So the Gemara concludes that Yehuda ben Baba achrinei havu b'hadei. No, there were two others there. V'haydeh lo chashiv lehu mishum kvodo de Rav Yehuda ben Baba. They weren't mentioned in the Gemara by name because of the kavod of Yehuda ben Baba. So you look over here in the Ran. The Ran says Yehuda ben Baba achrinei havu b'hadei. Haydeh lo amar lehu mishum kvodo. Miha mishmalei, we can mediate from the Gemara, afagav desmicha sekenim boi gimo, mikom akom b'chad samach sagi. Kanera Yehuda ben Baba was the only one who had smicha. Di bi'inan shlosha smuchin, amai lo chashiv lehu behadei, kevan shem chachamim gedolim smuchin kamoso. In other words, if the other two people had had smicha, they would have been mentioned, they would have been on the same level of Yehuda ben Baba, mai chul shahavir le Yehuda ben Baba, ichashiv lehu behadei, there would have been no chalishas hadas, Rav Yehuda ben Baba, if two people on his level would have been mentioned along with him, Elam Neshe Rav Yehuda, Samuch Echad Mehem, Im Shnayim Ben HaTalmidim, Shenimtza Ima, Mishem Hachi Lomanihu, but they were not on his plane. They were not smuchin. Elam Rav Yehuda ben Baba, Hu Ha'ikar Mnei Kavodo, Kei Nir Ali, V'achar Kach Matzasi La Rambam, Shekosav Kedivarai, V'Hiperik Dal Nilchot Sanhedrin. Namely, the Ran said that Kanered, this was the source of the Rambam. The fact that Yehuda ben Baba's name was mentioned, the others weren't mentioned, Kanereh, he was the only samach. Okay. What's left is to understand the act of Yehuda ben Baba. Right? There was a gzeira. There was a gzeira called Hasomech Yehareg. Yehuda ben Baba was aware of the gzeira, and therefore he placed himself in a place where he would be the only one who would be killed rather than the people of the city. So he put himself outside of the cities, and you know, etc. So what exactly what was his heter to commit suicide? He basically committed suicide. We have a din of v'chai b'hem. This is not avodah zarah. This is not gilui arayos. This is not shvichus damim. And even though it was a shas hagzera, but the shas hagzera is that when you are asked to do any avera, you should kill yourself rather than being asked to do it. But you don't volunteer yourself for death, right? In other words, this is not, this l'chora does not appear to be normative halacha. This is what I sent you to the Sefer Hasidim to look at. The Sefer Hasidim happens to be a wonderful source for this because he lived after the Crusades, and it was well known that in the Crusades there were many people who gave up their lives al Kiddush Hashem rather than convert. Namely, the Kiddush Hashem was a very halacha l'maisa area of halacha. In other words, it was such an era. And so, Sefer Hasidim, if he takes people to task, then they should be taken to task. So in Siman Tav Tav Kuf Nun Hey, he points out, Misha halach l'meirachok l'mod Torah, l'mod. If a person decides, rather than learning in his town, he's going to travel to learn in a time period, in a situation, shahaderech mishubeshet, that traveling was very dangerous. Ki yesh listim badrachim. The Gozlin, the Chomsin, the Tovsin, the Horgin. If you're dealing in a time when it's the Wild West and the danger is a mortal danger, Umiyasrim Oso, and they can torture people, Achi Yivdu HaKihilos, and people would be held captive until they're ransomed by the Jewish communities, Al Zen Emar, such an individual who decides, I don't care, I'm going to learn Torah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect me. Al zeh ne'emar yesh tzadik oved b'tzidko, that this person is considered to be suicidal, that his tzidkus is causing him to lose his life. Shehayah lo lahamtin ma'at rega ad ya'avor zam, that if he would have asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said, patience, don't go out now, it's dangerous. V'lo yigrom she'yahareg, the person is not allowed to put himself in a situation where he can be killed. Harei Shmuel amar, Vishama Shoel Vohargeni. Right? Even though Shmuel was a Shliach Lidvar Mitzvah to anoint David HaMelech, he said, if Shoel hears about it, he'll kill me. And Akash Baruch Hu said, you're right. You know, or it's do it in a manner where Shoel will not be aware. Namely, that you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation of danger. V'ein lo mar Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nizokin. That's what the Gemara points out in terms of Shmuel, that we were not a halacha. That makom she matzui hezek shiny. Al zeh ne'emar eis lasos l'shem heferu sarasecha. That even though learning is very, very important, but if your learning is going to cause you to be killed, then eis lasos l'shem, don't learn. Don't go to learn heferu sarasecha. V'yim yitfesuhu shema ya'asu lo she'eno yachol gisbol. Because realize, it's not just because they may kill you, they may also torture you, limsor, to become a moiser, or lishtamed, or to convert, o yigrom she'yifduhu ha'kihilos, or to force the Jewish people to have to pay money to ransom you, hare ma'alin alav kilu gorim ra'o la'atzmo. You're considered to be at fault in this situation, ula acherim, and you're going to hurt other people in terms of their money. Hare amru lama lo nitparsimu shmosam shel shoshes ha'giborim, that we had three giborim, that David HaMelech said to them, I wish I could drink from the water of the well in Beit Lechem, whether that means literally or figuratively, I wish I would be able to contact the Sanhedrin in Beit Lechem. And these three giborim crossed through the lines of the Plishtim in order to be able to get there. They risked their lives. And David HaMelech says, and they brought back David the water, and he poured it on the ground. He said, I didn't mean for you to risk your lives. You know, is that this would not be this is improper. That's why their names weren't mentioned. Fisha masru atman lamisa lishol halacha al David hare ein limsar atzmo lamisa bavur Torah. Even if you take this figuratively, David wasn't interested in water. He was interested in a psak halacha, and the only people who could paskin for him were in the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin at that time was in Beis Lechem, it was across enemy lines. and they were moser nefesh to bring David the psak halacha. David says, I don't want a psak halacha, which comes about improperly, which comes about via an improper mesir, an impetuous mesiris nefesh. Sheneemar v'chay bahem v'lo shiyamos bahem. This is the rule of the Sefer Chassidim. A person is not allowed to risk his life for Torah unless it's avodah zarah, gilui arayah, shpichus dam. It has to be within the boundaries. It says, v'zos ha-Torah adam ki yamos ba-ohel, which appears that you should give up your life for Torah. Zehu ba-ohel beso. Chayei tzar tichye, v'Torah ata-amel. All this means is you should give up your ta'anugim, that you should give up your sleep, you should give up your comfort to learn Torah. Pasu melech tochal. Ubatorah ta'amel. Ubabes rabo, k'rev Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Haya'ochel koma adenei olam bebeis aviv. Eliezer ben Hurkanus was a tremendously rich individual who inherited a tremendous amount of wealth from his father. And he went to learn Torah in a place where he was eating dirt. He was hardly eating anything. And that is the yomus, in other words, to take away the pleasures of life. Rav Chanina ben Tradion was one of the Asar HaRugei Malchus, and he risked his life to teach Torah. V'kach amar lo Rav Yossi ben Kisma, t'miya ani im lo yisrifu otcha sefer Torah imach, ki haya chafet shim yisu. In other words, that it was not an ideal that he did. You know, he was basically asking to be killed, because in that time, that was the punishment. Or you can explain that maybe Rav Chanina ben Tridin was different because Ech Sholei was going to die. So if he's going to die anyway, let him at least die teaching Torah. That there were such generations, let's say in the Holocaust, where Ech Sholei, the Jews are going to be eliminated, that there's going to be action after action, so you might as well learn if you're going to be killed in any case. And then, last but not least, he comes to our Gemara. Ben Baba, Shemosar Atzmo al Hashem, Shel Male Sha'asa, Nishtakhu Dinek Nasos Bi Yisrael. Everything I said, says Sefer Chassidim, does not apply to Yehuda ben Baba. Yehuda ben Baba was Moser himself, al Kiddush Hashem. Why? Not for his own learning, not in order to learn, but in order to be able to maintain a tradition. Namely, there's a difference between learning and maintaining parts of the Torah. That over here, there would have been an entire part of the Torah which would have been lost in his generation. And if he could prevent that from being lost via Mesiras Nefesh, he felt that, and the Sefer Chassidim also felt, that was a worthwhile Kiddush Hashem. That we're dealing over here, not with the person's individual Talmud Torah, but rather with the Torah of Klal Yisrael that would have been lost. Ilmalei ken nishtakhu dinei knasos mi Yisrael. Okay, so this is the Eis la'asos Hashem eferu sarasecha. This is like the heter of Yudah Nasi to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh, because otherwise it would be nishtakach mi Klal Yisrael. So when you're dealing with Klal Yisrael, you have different criteria. It's like being in war. When you're in war, there are different rules of engagement than when you're a civilian, because you're fighting for Klal Yisrael. So there's a different level of Mesiras Nefesh, which is required of a soldier. I sent you also, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the Tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. He pointed out that that Rav Yehuda ben Baba told everyone around him Rutsu to run away, namely that he did not mean that this was going to be a matzada, right? In other words, that they were all meant to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. If you could run away, you run away. In other words, if you could save your life, if you can maintain the tradition and save your life, that's better than maintaining tradition and dying. But by him, he didn't have that option. He was not a youngster. Wasn't the spring chicken. He didn't have the option of running away. But the people that he was masmich, he told them, run. In other words, that you should try and stay alive. You should do your best to try and stay alive. Okay, that's what we have over here in this sugya. In terms of the Mara Makomos, what I'd like to do with you is to complete the sugya on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the sugya of Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. The Mara Makomos are on the table, at least before. If you purchase the kovetz, and you we touched almost in every region of the kovetz except for Tosos Chachmei Anglia. They don't have all that much that we have, but they have a section over here, so we have the exclusive learning also Tosos Chachmei Anglia. What I didn't do from the Makomos, Mara Makomos I gave you today, where it was the issue of the Chidush HaSmicha of the Rambam, which is mentioned in the Perish HaMishnayis, in Perish HaMishnayis in Sanhedrin, because I didn't send you yet to the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So look at the Perish HaMishnayis and the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and in this situation the Rav has a very nice summary of the pros and cons in the Shuri HaRav and Sifim Lamed Test through Mem Zayin, way back in the beginning of in the first parak. Well, we're still in the first parak, but way back on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, in terms of what was the, you know, like, where did Rambam get this from? The fact that there can be a restarting of a tradition that was lost, and what was the whole pulmus in terms of whether one can be somech on the Rambam lahalacha? Okay, so the Rambam himself writes, we're going to see, what exactly were the Rambam's own hesitations about restarting smicha? That if Yitzchak Hashem from Shiach were to come tomorrow and they were to restart the smicha, I think the first thing on the agenda would be to change the Kriyas HaTorah in Chutz Laretz, to have them lay in it right after Pesach Achrei Mos Kedoshim, and save a tremendous amount of Hagbas Nefesh from people who are traveling back and forth. But for that you need a Sanhedrin, because even if Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Schechter, and were to sit down as a Beis Din and decide that for the modern Orthodox community, but you realize that it has to be a decision which is uniform. In other words, if you're going to have, you can't have a situation where Chutz Laretz, in Lakewood they're going to be laning Achrimos, and in YU they're going to be laning Kedoshim. That doesn't go. So it has to, you know. So for that you need a Sanhedrin. Until Sanhedrin, I don't see any possibility of everyone getting together. Maybe if you get one Satmar Rebbe who says the other Satmar Rebbe will agree. Okay, so we can end up with a tragic Milsa de Bidichusa, there are a lot of issues that have to be dealt with, including very, very simple issues like having maintaining a uniform Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so Bli Neder on Yom Rishon, we'll have the Shir, and then you'll have Mitzvah Shem 2 weeks for Chazara, and we'll have a Bechina. Sunday will be the last day of Shir. I would hope that you would prepare for the Bechina, take the Bechina on time. Right? You'll have enough time to prepare to take it on time. We didn't, you know, it's not on all that much Chomer. It's in Stuff Test, no? So it's half there, right? Ches, Test. Okay. Let's say there. We'll try and have it on time, because otherwise again then it goes into Yerodeh and Shabbos, and we wouldn't want to push those off. We wouldn't want you not to have a Shavuos. You already lost the pace. The beginning is after Shavuos, but it's also.